I knew who Dante Russo was. Everyone with a passing understanding of the current criminal and law situation in the city knew of the Russo family. They were right up there among the most powerful of the mafia families in our city, and they'd entrenched themselves in it so deep that I wasn't sure they could ever be dug out. My father saw it differently. He'd always hated crime, or so he said. He always spoke in public about how dedicated he was to protecting the victims who were coerced into seeking mafia protection and opposing the senseless violence that these families perpetrated. Personally, I loved my father. Of course I did. With my mother gone, he was always there for me, affectionate but stern, tough but fair. He wanted me to succeed and would encourage and support me. But my father wasn't perfect, and the man I saw at home behind closed doors wasn't the same man he presented to the public. I did think my father hated the mafia, but not because they were bad people. He hated them because they were a threat to his power. That was what my father wanted. Power. So of course, when Dad told me that he had brought on Dante Russo to be an associate at the firm, I'd been shocked. I'd watched with every other person in the world of law, or even adjacent to the world of law, wondering who would take Dante Russo once he graduated. Speculation had flown thick and fast through the offices of New York's law firms. The fact that Dante was a lawyer at all was a crazy idea. The mafia didn't let their own go. You never left the family. You certainly didn't leave so that you could join the ranks of the enemy. But then we'd all reached the logical conclusion. Dante must be some kind of fixer for his father, a man on the inside. Nobody dared say it around him or even speak it too loudly when he wasn't in the room. It was always whispered. There was never any evidence as far as I knew, but who needed evidence when it came to the Russos? You just knew. When my dad had chosen to take Dante into his firm, the hullabaloo had been insane. I'd asked my father if he had lost his mind a little. He'd simply patted my cheek and given me one of his slow smiles, the kind that he sent to the people across the courtroom from him.
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer, Delaney.
Still, the move to partner at the firm? Did my father really want Dante that close, especially with his own moves coming soon? Are you sure about this? I asked him the night before the announcement over dinner at home, just the two of us, as it had been since my mother had passed away of breast cancer. Once you say it in front of the others, you can't really go back on it.
Have you ever known me to not be sure about something?
Dad asked. He speared a piece of chicken with his fork.
No, I need Dante very close indeed for the next few steps.
I pushed my food around on my plate. You talk like this is about more than just about your campaign for attorney general. Dad raised his eyebrow at me.
Don't tell me you're getting soft on him again, Delaney.
I was never soft on him, I protested, even if that wasn't true. There had never been any evidence that he was some kind of fixer for his father. You just know, people would say. I'd heard every piece of gossip, and I'd watched Dante ignore it with an easy, cordial smile and his head held high. All I had ever seen, though, was Dante being a hard worker and a good lawyer. Was it really so crazy that he might not be the same as the rest of his family, that he might actually want to do good in the world? Dad rolled his eyes.
Delaney, don't lie to me. We've talked before about your inappropriate crush on the man.
I swallowed hard and looked down at my plate of food. When I met Dante at the office Christmas party, I had been... Well, he was tall, dark, and handsome, and a complete gentleman. What more could a woman ask for? If I'd fantasized all night about the two of us somehow finding one another alone or ending up under the mistletoe and all the sinful, naughty things he could do to me, well, that was my own personal business, wasn't it?